It is time for Friday Frivolity. And for that, we will bring in Dylan for a little Rangers All-Star fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. You guys ready for some game show action?
So ready, dude.
Come Fantastic. On down.
Fantastic.
You're the next contestant.
Well, what we will be doing today in Friday Frivolity is I have a list, a very long list, of Rangers that have appeared in All-Star games.
Alfonso Soriano.
Well, I mean,
let him give you some clues.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Don't just spam guesses.
Shut up.
Matt's wearing, actually, you know what? Both hosts right now are wearing Rangers-esque hats, so they're obviously massive fans and know the team really well. All right, let's
Pudge
get started.
Rodriguez.
Stop guessing. It's not time yet.
All right,
Michael Crabtree.
Well,
I didn't
not
play,
Michael Crabtree.
Neither of those played for the Rangers.
We will start with Matt, because he is so eager. We will start with Matt. All right, this All-Star appeared in the 2021 All-Star game. This particular outfielder for the Texas Rangers is known for having a very large head.
Garcia.
Who is this? And what is his full name?
Adolis Garcia.
And you are correct. Adolis Garcia. And remember, these first couple ones, I'm going to give you guys some little
Look
lollipop softballs to make sure you know what we're talking about. All right, Matt gets a point. Travis, I've got one for you. This particular player is very well known for a couple of things. He's well known for also playing for the hated Astros. And he's also known as the Snow Monkey Ambassador. Who might this pitcher for the Texas Rangers be in the 1989 All-Star game?
We're going to need more clues.
No, I think this is going to be Nolan.
What? And I think you were correct, Nolan Ryan.
I had to wait for the year. I was like, if he says 2007, yeah. I'm gonna have a tough time. Lance Berkman, I don't know.
Snow Monkey Ambassador.
Once we got to Snow Monkey Ambassador, I was like, okay.
I was hoping that was going to be the giveaway, was the Snow Monkey Ambassador. All right. Our next player, we're going to go a little bit more up in years.
Yeah, we are.
And our next
you
contestant
mean down
here
in years?
Is...
Yeah, what does that mean exactly?
There's only two more years to go up to.
I don't know what it means. Let's move on from that.
Quick give up there.
Let's move on from that. All right. Matt is our next contestant here. All right, Matt.
Hi, I'm a homemaker from Middle America.
This third baseman appeared in the 2023 All-Star game.
Oh, there's a bunch there.
He is currently...
Josh Young, I mean...
Ah, nice!
I don't know how you did that, but yes.
The third baseman for the Rangers that appeared in the 2023 All-Star game.
I just heard the 2023.
That was last year.
That's good. Yeah, I was going to use Texas Tech and injuries. You didn't need all of those hints. You got
Josh,
that.
Not Carl, Young.
Josh Jung.
That's exactly right. Yeah, Josh Jung.
Who will be on the show next week.
Hey!
That's right. We will speak with Josh
I'm
Young.
I'm teasing, but I'm not teasing.
Oh, I'm so teasing.
I like to call him...
But I'm not.
JJ.
That's one hell of a tease. All right, Travis.
That's me. What's
I've
up?
I've got one for you. This 2019 All-Star participant was a pitcher.
Oh, no.
He had... Hold on. He had a weekly show on this very station, and there's more hints for you. His theme song was Game of Thrones inspired. Who is this pitcher? 2019.
Man, his name is escaping me.
I know you know this guy.
Yeah. It's not Mike Minor, right?
I mean, no. It's not your guess, is it?
Well, since I said it's not Mike Minor, that would
Are
be
we it. Sure it's a pitcher?
Oh, nuts. Man, dang it.
Welcome to This Week in
yeah, do you got
Baseball.
It?
The only pitcher I can think of that might have been an All-Star back then would have been Mike Minor.
Right. There's another guy because we were really big on him. I'm pretty sure we traded him to the Phillies.
I would say Mike Minor. I thought you were right.
I'm getting
2018 and 2019.
Turn your mic on. I'm getting 2018 and 2019 mixed up.
Oh, God.
So that's my bad. Okay, this will help you a lot, I hope. He did not play pitcher. He was an outfielder.
Oh, my
help?
God.
Does that help you?
It's not 2019, and it wasn't a pitcher.
No, it is 2019. It's got the position messed up. So he's in the outfield. It's 2019. He still had a weekly show here.
Game of Thrones
inspired. Outfielder, 2019. Game of Thrones inspired.
You know who it is?
Intro. Yeah.
Cray-tray.
It's Cray-tray.
Well, he did the theme.
He did the theme.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's my bad on the position.
You've got me all twist and turned around, Dylan.
Hunter Pence.
It feels a little unfair because I feel like I kind of...
Yeah, I feel like you set me up on that.
Kind of feel like that's my bad. Okay,
so did you think... Hold on. Did you think Hunter Pence was a pitcher?
No. I got my... Look, I've got these listed by year, and I was just... My dyslexia that I have...
Oh, that was... He's deflecting.
Yeah, I'm okay. Deflecting here.
I understand.
Force field.
I understand. If your last name was Pence, would you ever consider naming your kid Six?
Sixpence? I think you have to think about it. Or Sixto Pence and stay with the baseball tradition.
Would you be the first ever Six on the planet? Has there ever been another Six?
I don't know.
I bet there has been. Six. I've seen it in movies. Six.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, like sometimes in Elite Special Ops, they call you Six by your number or whatever.
If you're early to the... Nah, I probably am not going to make that
all
joke.
Right. So it is now...
Let's move on.
It is now Matt's turn here.
Yes.
And he stole that last one. But don't worry, Travis. I'm going to make sure you get some easier ones to level stuff out.
If we could just be consistent across the board on who they are.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Yes.
Okay, that's extremely fair. All right. So, Matt, I'm going to give you a little bit of a harder one. Let's go back to the year 2015.
Oh, no. Oh, is Lando here?
Your Rangers had a first baseman in this 2015 All-Star year. In this year, in 2015, he hit 23 home runs. And my nickname for you, or I'm sorry, my hint for you is his first name is royalty related.
Prince Fielder.
Okay, yeah, he got that one too. I was hoping that was a little more.
Why are you so disappointed he got it right?
A first baseman royalty related played for the Rangers. Who could it be?
I can't believe he made an All-Star game either here.
Well, he did.
Is he really?
Yes.
Not true.
It must have been his first year here.
All right, Travis, here's one for you. Let's go to the year 2013.
Okay.
This designated hitter is a four-time Silver Slugger, and he holds the record for the most postseason home runs by a player over 40. That should be the help. Over 40.
Over 40?
Think about Rangers that played to that age. That slugged.
Is this
a
like
lot.
A career Ranger, or is he like a couple years on the team?
No, he played for more than a couple of years here.
What was the year?
13.
This is his 2013. Now, he made more than one All-Star appearance, but in this particular year, he hit 20, and that's my thing, is he...
That's his thing.
That's my thing, is he's a four-time Silver Slugger.
Is this Michael Young?
This is not Michael Young, although that's not a terrible guess considering the Silver Slugger.
Thank you. I only get one guess.
A Ranger who was over 40.
Yes, and now it's to Matt. Think about this.
Over 40?
Most postseason home runs for a player over 40.
May
and
I
the
add
Texas
a caveat?
Rangers.
Please.
Yes.
I would think of the player as being... one of the older sluggers, but not necessarily his Rangers career coming when he was over 40, if that makes sense.
Oh, so he wasn't 40 when he played here.
No, he was. No, because it's a Rangers record. It's a most postseason home runs by a player over 40 that's also a Ranger.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
I don't remember anybody on those teams being that old.
Right.
Well,
if we're talking about the same person, he wasn't 40 plus when he was here.
On the World Series teams?
Not in 2013. He wasn't 40 in 2013. That's not what I'm saying. I know that's a little confusing.
Jesus.
What is happening?
You got to give us accurate clues, dude.
But this is an accurate clue.
Okay.
Okay, it's Nelson Cruz.
All right.
Okay, dude. Like,
I mean, that's so confusing. He was how old was he? I was like, dude, I don't remember.
He was like 28 in 2013.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wasn't 40 in 2013.
Give us clues about the year that they're an All-Star. All
right. I was like, man, who the hell was that old?
I was like,
who
are we talking about?
Dylan, you're confusing us.
Okay, well, this next one won't be confusing.
I will be the judge of that, sir.
This next one won't be confusing, and I believe it's Matt's turn right now.
Who knows?
At this point, we're just working together.
Yeah, let's just...
All right. This particular 2009.
2009.
All right, so this is pre-World Series.
All-Star.
Right, right.
We're working together from here.
All right.
All right.
He was a shortstop. And here's your hint. He was 6'9". 6'9", one of the tallest Rangers ever in franchise history.
A shortstop.
I know the name itself sounds kind of funny because I'm saying short and then he's tall, but yes.
No, I'm thinking more of a 6'9 shortstop sounds insane. Are we sure on the position on this?
Yeah.
How sure?
I'm not sure.
Because this sounds like...
You're telling me the Rangers had a 6'9 shortstop.
This is what
in
the
Elvis Andrews era.
Right. Are you sure this isn't a pitcher named Chris Young?
This is not a pitcher named Chris Young. Oh, although I will tell you this, and this isn't giving it away.
Don't worry.
That last name.
Yeah?
Is his last name.
Michael Young? Michael Young is
not 6'9". Okay, he's cocking his head. He's like 6'2".
What is happening?
What in the world?
What are we doing?
He's O'Neal Cruz height.
Where did you get 6'9 from, dude?
Nice.
Yeah, definitely that.
Holy crap.
I'll hold this one. Okay, this particular one was not a good guess. Or not a good... okay, yeah, you're right.
Michael Young
six
is
6'1". He's
6'1". I was going to say, I've talked to the dude many times. I'm taller than he is.
Oh, we can measure... We can ask him how tall he is on Monday because we're going to talk to him.
He also said that would be an easy one.
He sure did, didn't he?
Well, if I said his right height, you would have gotten it.
I don't know, man.
Okay, well, here's one for Travis that you will get.
He also wasn't playing shortstop that year, I don't think.
That's what it says on his on the All-Star page.
Oh, I'm gonna...
Okay.
I just okay.
I'm
okay.
Ready, dude.
You're ready.
Let's go.
You're ready.
What's the score?
Matt is up 3-1.
Who knows anymore?
Dylan has 5.
I don't know. No, we're not counting
Matt
it like
3,
that.
Me 1, Dylan 3.
Okay, this particular shortstop is from the 05.
He's 8'9".
05 All-Star, okay? 05 All-Star.
2005 All-Star.
All right. He has the same name as a Grammy Award-winning singer. Grammy Award-winning singer.
Okay.
Nelly Cruz.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm so thrown for a loop, man. It's not Royce Clayton. No. It's Alex Rodriguez, 2005. Seems like that might be a little too late.
Starting pitcher here. Did I say shortstop? I'm the starting pitcher.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm sorry. That's me.
He's a pitcher?
He's a pitcher. 2005. Has the same name as a Grammy Award-winning singer. Grammy Award-winning.
Okay.
Kenny Rogers.
I was going to give you how many Grammys, but that's
accurate. Is this whole segment a bit?
I feel like
it's not a bit.
I feel like we're getting punked, dude. This is incredible.
We're getting it back on track.
Are we, though?
The wheels are on the track.
You said Kenny Rogers was a shortstop.
I will say this. I don't know that... Have you ever been nominated for an E-Break? Because I'm pretty sure you're winning one right now.
Yeah, I have. I won last week.
You're winning.
A 13-minute E-Break.
We don't need to mark any of this.
I think we're probably good.
He was a 6'9" shortstop that it was in the All-Star game in 2009. Right, it's Michael Young, who I just looked up the rosters that year. He was sent to the All-Star game as a third baseman, and he's 6'1".
All right, Matt, it is your turn.
Let's just make this for
7'8".
1,000 points.
Okay, for 1,000 points
from
the win.
Who started at catcher.
For 1,000 points, Matt, and for the win, this 2018 outfielder is the only Rangers All-Star ever from the nation of Korea, South Korea.
Are you joking me, dude? I'm going to come in there. I'm going to kill you. Can you get it? Do you know this one?
I wanted to make the last one easier.
This is a very easy one.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's the only South Korean player the Rangers have ever had.
He might be.
I don't know that.
Shin-Soo Choo.
That is correct.
Dude, you won. Another frivolity.
Thank you.
This is like a 3 frivolity in a row. Oh.
And I'm sorry.
That was awesome. No, you shouldn't be sorry.
No, I am.
That was awesome.
It was not awesome.
I will
I'm sorry.
Never forget this 14 minutes.
We're going to have 3 nominations
totally
for the E-Break from the exact same segment from one guy.
Let's just totally forget this segment.
No,
that is amazing.
We literally are not going to be allowed to forget this segment.
I can't wait because we're supposed to have Michael Young on the show on Monday.
And Josh Young.
I cannot wait to ask Michael Young. Michael, Be honest. Are you 6'9"?
How much have you shrunk since your playing days?
Michael, do you remember in 2009 when you went to the All-Star game as a 6'9"?
Soccer is my sport, okay? I'm sorry. I apologize for this.
All right, there it is. Man, Friday Frivolity. Who knew it would be so much frivolous? Yeah.
Dude, who? I mean, it paid That's off. Awesome. In a totally unexpected way.
All right.
I'm just so sorry to all the Rangers fans.